Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 10th and last perek of Maseches Baba Kama. We are up to perek Yud, Mishnah Ches. So says the Mishnah, Gonev Tola Min Ha'eder. If a person steals a sheep from a flock of sheep, Verziro Umeis O Nignav, and then he gives it back, he just puts it back in the flock, but he never told the owner that he had given it, put it back in the flock, and then it dies or it gets stolen. So Chayv Bach Reuso, the Ganev is still going to be responsible for it. Lo Yadu Abaylam Lo B'Gnev Asav Lo B'Chazirasso, but if the Baylam never knew that it was stolen in the first place, so he didn't even know that it was missing, and then it just came back into the flock because the fellow had returned it. So then umanu esatonu shleimahi, and the next time the owner counted all of his sheep, he found out that he had as many sheep as he was supposed to have because it had already come back by then. Then pater. Then the ganav is not going to be chayiv for anything that happens to it afterwards, because if the owner knew that it was stolen, so then the ganav assumes responsibility from the moment the owner knows that it's stolen, and he only loses that responsibility when the owner knows that it was returned. But if the owner never knew it was stolen, so then as soon as he actually returns it, the owner is going to assume responsibility once again. Moving on to Mishnah Tes. Ein lochem in arom tzemer v'chal v'gudayim. You shouldn't buy wool or milk or young baby sheep from shepherds who take care of other people's sheep, because we're worried that it might be stolen stuff. Lo mishem peiros etim peiros, and you shouldn't buy from people who guard fruits any wood that may be cut off of those trees that they're guarding, or peiros, which may have been stolen as well. Avalochem nanashim kleitzem Rabbi Yehuda kleipishim mikaliel vagolim b'sharon. But you're allowed to buy from married women wool clothing and in Yehuda, and linen clothing in Galil, and agolim baby cows in Sharon, meaning those were just common things that they had in those places, that women would be involved in the making or raising, in the case of the cows, those things, because we could assume therefore that the women are the rightful owners and they're not the ones that stole, they didn't steal anything. But if they ever say, oh, this, don't tell anybody, or they're like, they are very secretive about it, then it's usr, because obviously they're worried about being caught stealing. You could buy eggs and chickens from anybody, anywhere, because those are things that are not very expensive, and there's no reason to assume that such items would have been stolen. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Ches, we said that if a person steals a sheep from a flock and gives it back without letting the owner know, and then something happens to that sheep, the ganav is still responsible for it. But if the bailim never knew that it was taken in the first place, and next time he counts his flock, it's there, everything's there, so then the ganav is not going to be responsible for anything that happens to it afterwards. And then in Mishnah Tes, we said that you shouldn't buy things that might be stolen. So if you're buying from shepherds, don't buy wool or milk or lambs. And if you're buying from people who guard other people's fruit, don't buy wood or fruits. But when in places where women make wool, you could buy wool. In places where women make clay pishtun, you could buy clay pishtun. In places where women raise calves, you can buy calves from them. But whenever anyone is being secretive, then it's a good idea, it's usher to buy from them, because then you have to assume that it might be stolen. Unless it's beitzim v'tarnagolim, that you could buy anywhere, because those are so inexpensive, we assume that that's not a problem. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud.